This is Crosstalk, the Curtis and Paula show. Ray Cruz and MCF Mortgage. Ray believes that integrity is the cornerstone of his business, and helping you achieve your home financing goals is his business. Located in the heart of Bethesda, Maryland, contact Ray P. Cruz today to get started. Your home mortgage or refinance options await. Call 301-761-2278 or visit raypcruz.com. Ray P. Cruz, mortgages intelligently.
You know, there are few relationships more solid than the bond between a man and his barber. For years, I've gotten my cut with Gene the Barber. Gene has been cutting my hair for more than 20 years. Call him directly at 240-687-7253 and make an appointment. Gene the Barber, 240-687-7253.
Good evening, everyone. Yes? We're back again.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Crosstalk, the Curtis and Paula show. I am Curtis.
And I am Paula.
This is episode 9, not 8, not 7.5, not 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, or 1.
Wow.
It's none of the above. It is episode 9. Here we are. We are recording. We are loving what we're doing here. And we are proud to bring you another episode of the Curtis and Paula show. Listen, if you're listening on Sunday morning, it might be 1 hour beyond what time you think it is because we hopped forward an hour. So now whatever time it is, you know what? If you have any clocks, like I'll allow you one clock where you have to actually change the time. The rest of it should pretty much be like your cable box, or when you turn your TV on, it automatically knows. Yeah. Your cell phone automatically knows. If you have one of those Alexa devices, it automatically knows.
Ooh, you just said the magic word that if anybody's at home listening.
Hey, Alexa, play Come On, Eileen.
Why would you do that?
Hey, Alexa, play the movie Pulp Fiction. I don't know. Are we talking to people's Alexas right now?
You sound a little crazy right now.
Hey, Alexa, play 99 Bottles of Beer on the Wall.
Oh my God.
We're Apple people, so we don't have to worry about that. Anyway, this is episode 9. If you want to find us on social media at all platforms, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, it is at Curtis and Paula. That is
Curtis with a K.
If you would like to meet us on our website, that would be www.curtiswithakandpaula.com. If you want to email us, you can do so. It is curtisandpaula@gmail.com. That is Curtis
with a K.
Right now, currently, I am watching my son clean up and get the lawn mower ready for springtime. If anyone knows this, if you've been on our Instagram or our Facebook, you will have seen our son cleaning a couple of lawnmowers. Well, guess what? We have more than just a couple. And he's going to start his lawn mowing business this summer. And he is cleaning up and tuning up the lawnmower and getting it ready for the season. So I'm watching him scrape underneath the lawnmower as we speak. Speaking of which, our son got a very good parent-teacher conference report this week and a report card that we could not be happier with.
That is true.
One person we must credit for that success, the success he's having, well, number one is him, because he has to put in the work.
Yes.
And number two, we employed the services of our friend Katie, who was an excellent tutor. And she has tutored him, and he has moved his math grade an entire grade up. So we are very happy with what happened there. We're very happy with the parent-teacher conference report we got.
Yep.
And pursuant to all of that, if you personally need a tutor in math.
Maybe you want to brush up on your algebra, your geometry, maybe.
Linear equations.
Pre-trig. Such a thing exists.
I think Algebra 2 Trig has some elements of trig in it. And Katie is the person to talk to. She has really helped our son to grow into his math skill set to the tune of one full grade letter. He moved up from first trimester to second trimester. And we're really happy about that. We'd be happy to pass along the information about Katie. If you want to text or email or do whatever you do, we've got a credible referral for a wonderful tutor. Thank you, Katie.
What was the math where we did theorems?
Geometry. Like, Pythagorean theorem, that's geometry.
No, not those theorems, but like the if-then theorems. Like,
maybe you did a math I didn't do.
No, I don't think. Well, I mean, I could have. Probably not. It was ninth grade for me. But it was with Miss Hooper. Not that you know who that is.
Oh, Miss Hooper. Oh, that was like I'm supposed to know that.
No, but you know the if then if this then then and like
if this then then
if this then this could happen.
Okay.
Or you know.
That sounds like theory.
Theory, I guess, but you had theorems. I don't know.
You got me. So we went from algebra, geometry, to algebra to trig.
I don't know how you remember this trig stuff.
To pre-calculus to calculus, if you went but you know that far.
Yeah, I don't know. But you know what's so funny is that now, like looking back, like logic, I think is what I was called. It makes sense. I know that sounds stupid because it's called logic. But, you know, when you're ninth grade, nothing makes sense. But as you go along in life, yeah, of course, this can't happen unless this happens. Or it's like this and this has to happen for this to happen. It's just, I don't know. Somebody's got to know.
You Katie. Got me. Well, there's someone back in Western knows. New York where you went to school who remembers Miss Hooper or whatever that class set would have been. Perhaps
they a golfer. I remember that.
All right. Did she golf better than she taught math? Because you don't remember none of what she taught you.
No, I do remember it. I just don't remember what it was.
You don't remember what bubble you filled in when signing up for that class? First semester no. or whatever of ninth grade year. Speaking of what our son is doing with the lawnmower, we are prepping for spring. If you are listening to us, it might on a Sunday morning, which is when we release these episodes, you probably want to make sure that all of your clocks have been moved forward.
They leapt
forward because we are springing forward, which means, hey, for us, at least this week in the DC area, the weather was absolutely wonderful. We had a couple of campfires.
Yeah.
We put food on the grill. How did you feel? You did some work outside, didn't you?
I did. It was so nice. Like yesterday's weather, the high temperature was the lowest I ever wanted to be anywhere I live.
So the high temperature, well, yesterday was a little bit cooler, maybe in the mid 60s.
Was that, yeah. What day was
it? No, really Thursday, nice? It was like 70, maybe almost that was 80. The day. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, so Thursday, you liked what you saw and what you felt on Thursday.
Oh, yeah, I would like to never have it colder than that.
Where were you teaching your classes on Thursday, Paula?
Outside in the backyard.
Yeah, you were. Had that sun shining down on her face.
I was sitting on the back patio.
Paula, let me explain something to you.
Yes.
You'll get your tan, but you can't rush it.
I know, but to just get the vitamin D and be out there and feel the sun. Oh, the my warmth. Gosh.
Did it kiss your face?
It was sun-kissed face. It was so magical.
If she would have had a chaise lounger, she would have fallen asleep teaching her kids.
Yeah. I mean, how many times that day did I talk to you about dreaming about the swimming pool being open?
It is March, Paula. I know. It is March. One 79-degree day does not equal a pool being open.
That's what makes it so tough. But the good news is we're on the backside of the... like bad weather. We're in spring.
No, it's not spring yet.
I mean, at least we're not in going into fall winter. We're coming out.
It's the pre-spring renaissance is what we call this.
Okay, that's fine. We're on this side, not on the other side.
What she's saying is it's not as if it's 79 degrees is the high as we're moving into October, November, and then she has to deal with it getting dark at like 4:18 in the afternoon.
Ugh.
Because currently, I will tell people, it is after 6 o'clock and it is daylight. And you like that. And then, hey, once people listen to us on Sunday, they will have sprung-a-did forward.
Sprung-a-did-did.
And it's going to be light till like 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
You like that.
I do.
We're in the pool at like 7:30 and there's no signs of the daylight going away.
And now that we don't have that big tree, like...
you will get plenty of sunlight.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, but the problem is that means we're not going to get shaded from any of the sun when we're inside the house. We're going to have the AC cranking.
That's fine. We bought a lot of suntan lotion that we need to use.
I don't need to use it. I'm good.
You could still get sunburn and sun cancer. You need to protect
yourself.
I know,
but I've never gotten sunburn, though. You talk about that, but that has never happened to me.
Until it does.
Until it does. Listen, we're prepping for spring this week. We got delivery of all kinds of good stuff for the yard. Some citronella, some mosquito coils, and all the stuff we need for spring. We got pool supplies and all that stuff. We are good for the season. Look, people don't know. In years past, we would go ahead and we would order the shock for the pool. And we'd order the algae guard for the pool. And then Paula's like, oh, we're out of pH plus. I'm like, damn it, didn't I just buy stuff? We bought it. Not granted, it's a pretty penny. But we bought everything we need for the entire. If y'all come our way, if we're allowing visitors based on COVID, did you have your vaccine? All that good stuff.
We want to see papers.
want to see papers, dog. We want to see papers that you got vaccinated. And if you're in between the first and second one, holler at us a week after or 2 weeks after you have your second one. But we have everything we need for the pool for the season.
But, you know, I was somebody on Facebook back in Buffalo was saying that they were ordering their pool liner and they were already short on pool liners, I think, from last season still. So, you know, you really need to think ahead for stuff this year because, hey, I mean, it's still, it might be a shortage from last year. So it doesn't hurt to think ahead.
I imagine that people already put a rush on stuff because those who are pool owners or want to get out and do some biking, they're going to order what they, you know, want to get. However, because of COVID and people not able to get out as they want to, I think last year you saw a shortage on swimming pool supplies, bicycles, weights. People were doing that. Peloton went through the roof, all of that. So we're getting ready for spring. We have all of our supplies. Look, guys, show some love to your lawnmower. Change the filter. Make sure you have fresh oil. Clean all the old debris off of it. And let's see what it do. Change the spark plug if you have to. But get ready for spring. Clean out your shed so you know where your tools are. You know where your lawn bags are. You know where the gasoline is for your lawnmower. The whole nine yards. Make sure you know you have everything and you know what you've got to do. All right. We cannot let this day go by when this episode drops. Mr. Chris Mazzera.
Uh-oh, Mr. Miz.
We'll have a brother. Talk about Chris Mazzera for a quick second, Paul.
Chris Mazzera is an awesome, awesome guy. My father calls him the Navy SEAL. He is our friend Janelle's significant other, her beau.
Is it his birthday?
It is his
birthday. Happy birthday, Chris Mazzera.
Look at that.
You like that?
Yeah.
You like that? The man got some applause for his birthday.
Look at that.
Don't mind doing that at all. You like that? Happy birthday goes out to Mr. Chris Mazzera. We won't say what number birthday it is, but I will. Well, Paula, you were saying, go ahead.
Awesome guy. Originally from Chicago.
Chi-town.
Our good friend Janelle's hubby.
Hey, man. Thanks for making her happy. And you made us godparents.
Yeah, you did.
You made us godparents. So happy birthday goes out to Mr. Chris Mazzera. So when we talk about spring prep, you got to clean up around the yard, you know, blow all the old leaves out, clean out your mulch beds. Look, don't be trifling. Get everything you need from Home Depot, be it mulch, be it yard waste bags. If you need a string trimmer or a weed whacker, go get it. Do what you got to do so you can have a green thumb and be proud with your yard.
Yeah, definitely. So in thinking about all of spring prep and all this, it made me think of COVID and it made me think of things that I wonder how things have changed because of COVID. So for example, I wonder how allergies, people that have allergies, seasonal allergies are going to be affected or not affected because they're wearing masks all the time. So, I'm getting shocked. Like, heck. Oh gosh. ow. You know, you wear your mask all the time, so will you not have as many seasonal allergies because...
And you're not out as much either.
Yeah.
Right?
So that's kind of interesting.
You know, I don't know. I would bet that folks would, you know, so last year this time when allergies were going to be very relevant to those who suffer, I think that it probably went down, I would guess, because people were not out as much, although people would have wanted fresh air maybe in their backyard, but they weren't driving as much, so pollen on the car and those kinds of things. So I don't know. I would imagine it went down some, and if you are an allergy sufferer, I hope that you suffered less last year. I hope you'll suffer less this year, but I will tell you, for me, I think my allergies are mild. Would you call them mild?
Yeah.
Okay, and Claritin 100% helps. It's not cheap. But load up on your Claritin, one a day, boom, I am good to go.
Right. So then my next question is, I wonder makeup in the past year, how their sales have been affected.
You think about these things.
I do.
I mean, it makes sense because, I mean, people weren't going out as much or using the makeup as much, right?
Yeah. I mean, I guess you could still, well, number one, you don't go out. I mean, I guess you could put a makeup for a Zoom, but why bother?
Oh, I'm sure there's some who do.
Oh, I'm certain there are.
They got to be camera ready, girl.
And even when you do go out, I mean, I guess you could still do your eyes, but you don't do lipstick.
Right.
So, I mean, and lipstick can, I mean, depending on what you buy, it could buy, be $20, $25 a tube if you buy good stuff.
Why would you need lipstick? Just get a marker and put it on your lips.
Well, you could get a tattoo.
Oh, Lord. I don't see you going down a road I have nothing about or I know nothing about.
So, those are two things that I have thought about, which brings me to my third thought.
But wait, there's more.
So, today we went to an open house for a school.
Right.
Yes.
We were on the welcoming committee.
Yes, we were on the welcoming committee. And standing, we stood for, I don't know, 2 hours.
You stood for more than 2 hours. We got there at like, our shift started at 11:45. We were there early because guys always be early. We were there at like 11:20. And we didn't leave there. And I don't know about you, I didn't sit down the whole time.
Oh, certainly not.
We didn't leave there until the end of the third quarter of the Maryland women's game, which started at 2 o'clock. So we were standing from 11:20 to, I don't know, about 3:30.
And I mean, any other day pre-COVID, that would have been whatever. But having not having stood for that long in a long time, my
weird your ass out, didn't it?
My back is killing me.
It's like, not killing you. It's hurting.
When I sat down in the car, I'm like, oh, for the love of God, I don't know if I'm going to be able to stand. And I'm afraid, like tonight when I lay down in that bed, I don't know if I'm getting up tomorrow. And if I mean, it's going to be some serious pain because right now I'm...
Paula, you are sicing it.
It hurts so bad.
You are I think you're sicing it.
It hurts.
Your mother can stand longer than you and she's 30 years older than you.
That's fine, but... Because I would no, I swear. We were standing by the
basketball
court.
You know who complains about being on their feet all day, Paula?
The same people that want to have a Werther's in their mouth, but their husband will yell at them that they can't be on a microphone and have a Werther's in their mouth.
Yeah, that's who.
Yeah.
All right, so you were up on your feet. And what were you wearing? What shoes were you wearing?
270s.
She was wearing some Nike Air 270s. Those are super comfortable. They have the big air bubble pocket thing.
I'm not denying that. But I am saying that my lumbar hurts very.
Well, you need the right support. You got the shoes for the side. I was wearing my Air Pegasi. The Pegasus is. Thanks. Shout out to Rob Landini because he recommended the Air Pegasus to us. Love those shoes.
Rob Landini, with how many pairs of sneakers do you think he has?
134. Rob Landini has more pairs of tennis shoes than anybody I know. Well, at least that anyone has admitted to me.
I never called them tennis shoes until I heard you call them that. And I still won't.
It's you just call them sneakers?
Yeah.
Tennis shoes, sneakers, whatever. It's all the same. It's like soda and pop. No, it's not. It's called soda.
It's like couch and sofa. I hate the word sofa.
Shout out to Rose Marcoux. What's up, Rosie? And Steve, you got a bad truck. I done been in your truck, Steve. You got a bad truck. He let me look at his truck. We don't go riding together, spreading germs and getting social and all that. So everybody just stop. He has a badass truck, though. He does. I don't know. Is it a Silverado? I don't remember what it is.
I don't know.
I think it's a Silverado. I don't know.
I need a Dones. That's the moral of the story. Dones pill.
Shorty, I haven't heard about Dones since the 70s where I had tinfoil on the damn rabbit ears. Who talks about Dones? Dones, just spray your back with some Icy Hot or something. She said Dones. You need some Bengay? Old people use that too.
Maybe I'll just take
some Atomic Balm. Is what they call it. Atomic bomb.
You can use salve.
What you want to use is sad. What you want to use is a topical analgesic like therapeutic mineral ice. What? It's a topical analgesic. What? Okay, what do you want me to call it?
Topical analgesic.
That's what it is. Why is that so funny to you?
Because it's silly.
But that's what it is.
Who says that?
The trainer, when I coached college basketball, he told me it was a topical analgesic. So that's what I called it. Why are you making fun of me?
Topical analgesic.
Topical analgesic. So listen, we wanted to talk to you guys about a couple of things that we believe will make your life easier. A couple of things that we know about.
We do.
That we need to share the love on this one.
Are you ready to get in there? In there like swimwear?
In there like swimwear, baby. And swimwear will be being used in the next couple of months. And think about this. In 2 months, your pool will be open. You just have 8 weeks to go. That's it.
I might have to do some Zoom classes from the swimming pool.
I know one thing. Your kids are on spring break and you're not.
I know something.
What?
Ooh.
You know a whole bunch of something. What do you know?
Thank you for bringing that up. There will be times where our pool will be open, The kids will be in school.
Our kids?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I will be home. I will have the pool to myself. I mean, you'll have to teach,
though.
Right, but I have classes off.
My class off? When you teach from, look, you teach from like 9 in the morning. What, are you going to go swimming at 8:15 in the morning?
No,
your ass can't even be ready on 9 for non going into school.
That's not true. But some days, I am done teaching at 11:15.
Not for the day.
Oh, and then
you have 36 meetings. Because who has more meetings than Montgomery County Public School teachers? Oh, I have a meeting with my department at 9:15. Okay. Oh, I have a meeting with my department at 10:08. I thought you just had a meeting with your department at 9:15. Y'all got more meetings for people who are not in school than you do when you are in school.
Because he doesn't know what my work schedule is like when I'm in school.
Because you used to have it up on the door and you don't have it on the door anymore. Exactly. Uh-huh. Zip, zip, zip.
No, you said when I'm in school.
I know, but you had a schedule for when you were in school. And I don't know what it is anymore because you don't post a schedule.
She doesn't want me to know. I'm in school now.
No, I'm talking about when you teach, the virtual teaching.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Did you not used to put... Yes. Right. You don't do it anymore.
Because we don't have... Do you want me to put it on our bedroom door?
Oh, I don't know. You teaching a thing? At least I can know when you're teaching because all I know is she teaches one day. Okay, if they have like a national holiday one day, she has to teach every other day that week. But last week, they had a planning period and she went in because eventually she'll be going into the school, but they didn't make you make that day up. So I don't know what's going on. You know what? If they take the schedule and put a topical analgesic on it, it'll be just fine.
The moral of the story is our kids will be in school and there will be days where I can be in the pool undisturbed, and that has never happened.
All right. So are you looking forward to that?
More than you know. And that.
So this is what I'm hearing. You'd rather not be around us, so she hates us.
No, it's just that sometimes a mom needs some quiet time, and quiet time just doesn't happen very frequently.
Okay, listen, let's take a poll. Moms, if you're out there, if you can honestly agree with Paula that every now and then in your life, you need some quiet time, some time to yourself, a Calgon moment, if you will. Calgon, take me away.
Back.
For anything. Calgon, take me away. Calgon. Kame all over.
Oh, boy.
What you wash your body with. Remember those commercials?
No, I just know the go-go song.
The go-go song. But that was way back in the day. Kame all over. Yeah, that was a commercial.
I didn't know that.
Does anyone out there remember the June Ree commercials? You don't remember because you were not living here.
June Ree?
J-H-O-O-N. R-H-E-E, maybe? It was a karate studio.
Have I heard you talk about this
before? You've heard me talk about this before. And they were talking about karate, and your kids could take...
Not very PC, is it?
Well, no. You can go to the karate classes, and there were two kids who were doing the karate, and the kid would say, nobody bothers me. And the other kid would say, nobody bothers me either. And they would do their karate move. What? What was an old commercial they had back in Buffalo?
I have no idea.
Oh, what about the Morton's commercials here? Oh, Morton's would have the Easter sale. Yeah, the clothing store. They had like 7 locations all around the D.C. area. And they would have big boy suits, $18. Little boy suits, $11. Only at Morton's. And you should see the display of Easter suits they had.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my. There was one right down Georgia Avenue. Lime green.
You had lime green, didn't you?
I had a Pierre Cardin suit. You better watch your mouth. There wasn't no Morton's. Better talk to my mama. That was a Pierre.
But it was lime green.
It was lime green. And it was Pierre Cardin.
You need to get one.
Had some gold buttons on that bad boy, and I wore it to my Aunt Marsha's wedding. Sounds like Adam is trying to start the lawnmower up out there. I don't know what he's doing, but I see him flying around out there. Lawnmower's about to kick his tail. Uh-oh.
Oh, success.
I hear lawnmower. He got it tuned up, ready to go. That's what it sounds like. And your father's out there trying to give him instructions. You know what? Adam is, I think he's appeasing your father. Your father doesn't know. This is like the fourth summer where he's tuned up lawnmower, so he knows what he's doing. But let your father feel like he's in charge. That's good.
And we don't have to worry about him listening to this because...
He don't listen to podcasts. He don't even know how to get on the internet on his phone.
Because like we were talking about, I don't know how many episodes ago, my father would not know how to get on to this. He would need a CD.
He doesn't even have a hotspot on his phone. We took that off his phone. We did. We're paying like $5 extra a month so his phone could be a hotspot. For what? He doesn't know what spot the hot is.
Doesn't know what a Gmail is.
Don't know. You don't know what a Gmail is. You don't know what an Instagram is. Your father going to mess with your head. He going to have a TikTok. He's gonna have a TikTok.
He already does.
He's got like a million hits a day or something on it. We were supposed to go into a place where we would tell people about little nuggets of info they could use that would be helpful to them. The first, one of my very good nuggets that I offer people that they are familiar with is you have to get on to just type in USPS informed delivery. Did you know that if you sign up for the United States Postal Service informed delivery, that you will get an email each morning that you're going to get mail, and they will have pictures of all the mail you're going to get for that day. That is called USPS, United States Postal Service, informed delivery. Sign up, use your email address. For us, it's about 7:20 or 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
They send an email, and you also get it on Sunday if you have a parcel coming on Sunday. It'll tell you the flat pieces of mail. It'll show you pictures of that. And then what it will also do is it will tell you what parcels you have coming.
Who says parcels?
That's what they are.
I know, but most people would say packages.
Okay, but most people would be wrong because it's called parcels.
Parcels.
They're parcels. I'm going to go to our
I know what it
talk
says.
To the people. No. I'm going to go on here now.
I know that it says parcels.
We got the email this morning.
When you say UPS is going to deliver me something, you're not like...
I don't say that. It's USPS, first of all.
Well, okay. You would never say USPS is going to deliver me something.
They're going to deliver me parcels.
You would never say they're going to deliver me a parcel.
Why would I not say? Because that's what they are. Okay.
Does Amazon deliver you parcels?
Those are packages.
Oh my
USPS God. Informed delivery, your daily digest for Saturday, March 13th. So right here, it tells me that Paula got a letter from Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. And then we also got a bill from Xfinity. That's our internet because we don't, we don't do cable through them. We have, what do you call it? The YouTube TV. All right. And it will tell you what parcels you have arriving Saturday, March 13th. It says no packages available to display.
Packages.
But usually it says parcels.
So they just change it just for today?
They change it to try to match up with what you're saying.
Because I have that power over USPS.
What you don't have is you don't have any nuggets for people. I had USPS notifications. What do you have?
My nugget was...
Uh-oh, she's got a nugget. Dun 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 dun.
Don't stand a lot at one time. To do it gradually.
Lord, 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 Lord.
So and don't waste your money on makeup right now.
So our kids are, our son is on spring break right now. And it's interesting. Why can't everyone be on spring break at the same time is what I want to know. Some schools, now back in the day, we used to get the week before Easter and then Easter Monday, we go back Tuesday. The DC schools would get the week before Easter. They would be in school. They would get off that Good Friday and then they would get through Easter week. So whereas we went back on Tuesday, their break started with not going to school Good Friday. They get Saturday, Sunday. Sunday was Easter, of course, but you're not in school on the weekends. They get Easter Monday off, and then that week. So ours would be a week before theirs. But now our kids are in private schools, and their spring break is right around when spring actually starts. So spring starts next weekend. Our son's school, because they had some banked days, they decided to go in August instead of September this past year. Because with COVID, they wanted to mitigate anything. If there would be any loss of time, they didn't have to use any of those days. So his spring break started a couple of days early. It would have lined up with our daughter Chelsea's spring break, which will start on Wednesday. But he got out a couple of days early.
Mm-hmm.
But yours?
Yeah, I don't even know. When is Easter?
Oh, I don't know. It's during your spring break, though. I know that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I
well, have we're in
no
the 40 days of Lent right now, so we're approaching.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, so then my spring break is?
Well, Easter is April 4th. I think your spring break, your last day would be probably April 1st or 2nd, and then you'll get all through that week there.
Yeah.
So April 4th is, is Easter. And early morning, April 4th, 1968, Dr. King was shot in a Memphis hotel. He was on a balcony. Bono says that in the song, Pride, open parentheses, In the Name of Love, close parentheses. My favorite song by U2.
There's another nugget.
Well, you're not giving them any nuggets today, Paula.
I gave them some really important nuggets.
What, to ease into standing up?
That's people, a lot more important than your mail that's going to come like 4 hours later. Just wait.
You get mail at 11:20 in the morning? No, Bob does not.
Somebody
come by.
Does. Somebody has to.
How do you know? Are you at their house when they get the mail?
No, but somebody's going to get it at 8:20, 9:20, 11, 10:20, 11:20.
Bob's on break at 11:20.
What about all the hours before that?
Well, but they're not getting it at 11:20. You said someone's getting it at 11:20. What?
They're going to get their mail. Back pain, that is.
They're going to get the back pain.
No, they don't have to.
Why? Because they put a topical analgesic on it? Well, they took Dones. They took Dones. Who takes Dones?
Does it still exist?
I don't know. Look it up on your phone. Good I'm Lord. Going to. We're going to take this time right now to give shout outs to all the podcasts we love. Of course, we are the Curtis and Paula Show. I am Curtis.
And I am Paula.
We have Conversations with Curtis. That comes out every Monday. You should check. No. Yeah, every Monday. You should check that out. That is my podcast, Crosstalk Conversations with Curtis. Of course, we show love to 911 Radio and the Midnight Truck Stop Podcast. My man Tony and the Blue Knight produce those podcasts out in California. Ramblin' Teachers, we want to show you some love. You're right here in the Washington, D.C. area. Check them out. The Whole 5/5 Podcast with Leah Turner. Check her out on her podcast that comes out weekly as well. And of course, Take It to Yo with Turner and O'Neill. We had Demoris Smith, the Executive Vice President, with Executive President of the NFL Players Association. We had Quentin Hillsman, the women's basketball coach at Syracuse University. And of course, this past week, we had the franchise, former NBA Rookie of the Year, three-time NBA All-Star, Mr. Steve Francis. You can catch all of those podcasts on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Podbean, Podchaser. You know, they might be sponsored by Dones. Did you find Dones over there?
I sure did. It's definitely out
there. Where
can
you find it?
Well, you can find it at your local pharmacy. But it's interesting because it's a...
What about an apothecary?
Sure.
Can you show me a picture of Dones?
Oh, yeah.
You don't even have it. See, she's lying. She don't
no,
even
I
have
do.
It.
It's right here. Dones.
Oh, my goodness. It still exists. What about Life Boy soap?
Oh, but it looks like Life Buoy.
But we have a stick of, what do you call it, a bar of Life Boy soap.
It looks so gross. It's
what,
like
Dones?
No, Life Buoy.
Really? Really? My late friend Tom Fox gave that to
well,
us.
Well, no,
Paula.
I get it. It's like a yellowy, orangey color.
Life Boy? So you're saying they could do better with their marketing or change the color scheme to something.
Like just...
You want it to be appealing to the eyes.
Spice it up. Yeah. Do you want to wash yourself with a red bar of soap?
Well, I mean, that bar of soap is like 28 years old. Paula, no, I don't want to wash my mouth.
No, look at that. $21.99. Oh, for 10 bars of soap.
Well, I'd rather use Kame all over. Is what I'd rather do, get my body clean.
Wash your body.
I use Seabreeze too and Noxzema. Look, I have a routine. I'm just letting you folks know.
It's high maintenance up in this house.
Well, you got to use, you know, I use some Noxzema. I want to keep my skin clear. I use Seabreeze. And then, of course, I use some Origins products too. Never a dull moment. I use those products. Why are you looking at me like that? Do I make you sick?
What about that other product?
Look, I'm going to tell you something right now. Origins, the never a dull moment, they have this. It's in a white jar.
It's a cement.
And it's got like almost a lime green top, like my Pierre Cardin suit.
Olive.
Like an olive top. And it's not meant to leave on your skin. You put it on your skin, you wash it off. And I'll tell you, it will exfoliate.
It's gritty.
I love it. But try out the Origins products. I use those on my face.
I like that apricot stuff.
Oh, with the apricot, whatever, enzymes. Yes.
You are such a...
Why? I'm just okay. If they put it on the package, I call it what it is. What do you want me to call it? You tell me. What do you want me to call it?
I don't know. And then you don't call it apricot. You call it apricot.
It is apricot. Apricot. You know what? I'm gonna look it up right now,
apricot,
and I'm gonna type it in
enzymes.
And see. It's apricot enzymes. What do you want to call it? Apricot.
Apricot. Yeah.
That's what you think it's called.
Apricot. Yes.
We're gonna solve it right now. I'm gonna look it up.
Just like we solved aunt.
And I'm going to look it up on my phone. There's going to be a button so I can hit the button and hear what it sounds like. Well, maybe I should type in apricot pronunciation. Oh, pronunciation. It was right there, I swear. It just went away.
Mm-hmm. The apricot pronunciation.
All right, so let's see. So I'm going to hit this button, and y'all should be able to hear it. I hit the button. What happened?
Apricot.
Oh.
She said apricot, didn't she?
No.
What does it say?
Apricot.
Well, you know what?
She says it the right way.
I think it's culturally biased.
To the right way versus the wrong way?
I think it's. I'm going to go on YouTube.
English. Apricot.
Oh.
Apricot.
Apricot.
In British English. Apricot.
Oh. See? Apricot. I'm part British.
You're so British. English.
Apricot.
That's two out of three. Apricot.
In Welsh English. Apricot.
See? Apricot. That's three out of four. You lose, Paula.
Thank you for watching this video.
If I didn't live in the United States.
Right, right. But I was talking about there are people who listen to us in British.
In British. Yes. Where's British on the map?
Like, just like when you're from Western New York. Do you speak Canadian when you go up there?
No.
What?
But you give me a hard time for saying aunt.
It's aunt.
It's apricot here in this part of the world.
Four out of five places said apricot.
Not in this hemisphere.
Okay, let me type this in and see. We're going to settle this once and for all like we did with Michelle Blackwood. We're going to settle this once and for
all. Okay, let's do it.
Are you ready?
Maybe.
Well, no.
Are you calling a British friend?
No, I'm looking on how do you say aunt or aunt?
One day, even this will be history.
Oh, this is a commercial on YouTube. History. One day soon, history. What the heck is this?
We are looking at how to pronounce this word in English, designating the sister of one's father or mother, or the wife of one's uncle. How do you go about pronouncing it? Aunt.
Thank
you. That's how it's normally said. It may sound like you can simply ignore the U, but if you do, it becomes ant. Ant, and that's a different word. That's, of course, an insect, ant. It is not ant, but rather aunt. It's more like...
Boom! You just got proven wrong.
No, that's not fair.
What? How is it not fair?
Because doing right now...
So the same place that said apricot you were cool with, it's the same YouTube.
But your point of reference is clearly somebody that's British.
It says English with Julian is what it, hashtag.
English with Julian sounded like he is from Britain.
From Britain? Where's Britain?
England.
You mean Great Britain?
Great Britain.
How old is the Queen?
9,762 years old.
What about her husband?
7,026 years old.
Is Harry ever going to be king?
No.
Okay. What about Edward?
I'm not sure where he falls.
What about Prince Charles? They ain't too happy with him anyway.
No, but Charles is next, right?
I don't know, but my man right here is telling you how to say it.
Julian's wrong.
My friend Julian?
Simply the beginning of the letter O, aunt. And it's a shorter
he
word.
He can't be the point of reference.
Okay, but if he said aunt, you'd be cool with it.
I would be surprised if he would, because he is not this point. He would be the same person that would say
okay,
apricot.
I'm going to hit a different one.
Aunt. Aunt.
That's right. The word aunt. A-N-T.
Aunt.
The moral of the
story. Well, that guy is wrong.
Of course he is.
Well, because Julian was correct. British, I mean, English.
Mm-hmm.
It says English with Julian. Paula, what does this say? Where was it? It says hashtag. What does that hashtag say? This is my man, Julian.
In English, designating the sister of one's father or mother.
Why are we listening to Julian again?
The wife of one's uncle.
Uncle.
How do you go about pronouncing it?
How do you go about
aunt.
Aunt.
It's how it's normally said. It may sound like you can simply ignore the U, but if you do...
My man Julian told you, English with Julian. And that's a completely different word, he says, Paula.
But, okay. I don't like Julian.
You don't like hashtag English with Julian?
No.
You think Julian's wrong?
For, yes.
What makes you write in hashtag English with Julian wrong?
That he's speaking about British English.
Have you talked to him?
No, but did you hear his accent?
There was no accent there.
What?
Your ears are messed up.
You are crazy.
Oh, here's another thing. Go to YouTube and type in sounds adults can't hear. And go ahead and play that ultra high frequency sound and your kids in the room will go crazy.
See what happens. Oh, and I wonder if you have dogs too.
I don't know. We don't have any dogs.
Yeah. See what happens to your pets and your kids.
So just type in YouTube frequencies adults cannot hear and play it and your kids will hear it. And they'll be like, it's the funniest thing in our house. It is the funniest thing in our house. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you for listening to Crosstalk, the Curtis and Paula Show. I am Curtis.
And I am Paula.
See y'all next time.
Bye.
This This is Crosstalk, the Curtis and Paula Show. Ray Cruz and MCF Mortgage. Ray believes that integrity is the cornerstone of his business, and helping you achieve your home financing goals is his business. Located in the heart of Bethesda, Maryland, contact Ray P. Cruz today to get started. Your home mortgage or refinance options await. Call 301-761-2278 or visit raypcruz.com. Ray P. Cruz, mortgages intelligently.
You know, there are few relationships more solid than the bond between a man and his barber. For years, I've gotten my cut with Gene the Barber. Gene has been cutting my hair for more than 20 years. Call him directly at 240-687-7253 and make an appointment. Gene the Barber, 240-687-7253.